Conservation and recreation groups say 50,000 acres of conservation, recreation, and forest land in Maine is in jeopardy because Governor LePage is refusing to release bonds that voters approved. Land encompasses 36 projects under the state's Land for Maine's Future program. Patty White reports environmental groups say it's a repeat performance of 2013 when the governor also withheld bond money to win political leverage.
Eagle Bluff in Clifton is a popular spot to rock climb, sometimes even referred to as the crown jewel of central Maine rock climbing. The chairman of the Clifton Planning Board, Eric Johns, says he spent a couple years forging partnerships with local conservation and business organizations to preserve it. So he's upset that Eagle Bluff is currently one of the Land for Maine's Future's projects threatened by the lack of funding.
It's very annoying to me that all these people got together, you know, on their own without any help from the government whatsoever, except for just to apply for this grant. Okay, we got the grant, and now all of a sudden, all these private people who work together with all private funds, with all pro bono, are now, you know, facing the loss of something that we worked hard for.
According to environmental and recreation groups, it's a situation that shouldn't be happening. In 2010 and 2012, 60% of voters approved bonds for the Land for Maine's Future, about $14 million worth. Governor LePage withheld the bond funds in 2013 as leverage while seeking legislative approval to pay back debt the state owed to hospitals.
When that was resolved, the governor committed to releasing the LMF bonds and others on an expedited basis.
Tim Glidden is president of the Maine Coast Heritage Trust. He says the governor now appears to be backing down from that commitment. The Land for Maine's Future currently has about $2 million on hand, but $11 million remains to be borrowed.
We're just very concerned that promises that have been made are not going to be kept.
The reason for the concern is that in late February, grant recipients ready to close on transactions received a notice from the Land for Maine's Future director, Sarah Demers, that the program could not make previously committed funds available. Demers says she received that information from her agency, the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, but says she can't provide any information as to why the funds are not available.
You know, I don't have any information on that.
A spokesman for the department declined comment. Governor LePage's spokesperson, Adrian Bennett, says the governor is focused on other issues but will look into the matter. But Republican Senator Tom Saviello says the reason Governor LePage is withholding the bond money is because he wants support for increased timber harvesting on Maine lands.
I believe and have been told that the governor right now feels that this is important to him and that he wants to have and will hold as a political maneuver the money for Land for Maine Futures. Is that something new? I mean, I've been here 13 years. It happens all the time. It happened under the Baldacci administration. I just can't go through my memory banks to remember when that happened, but it happened.
David Trahan of the Maine Sportsmen's Alliance says the Land for Maine's Future bond money shouldn't get caught up in the political process. He says the projects at stake, which span across 13 counties and range from recreational areas to farmland to working waterfront protection, play an important role in Maine's economy.
A lot of these projects are either in the process of being finished. The money has already been approved. They've gone out for a vote. And when these things are held up, it really sends a poor message to any future landowners that want to do business with the state of Maine.
The Land for Maine's Future will discuss the issue at its next meeting on March 17th. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.